Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
So over the last few weeks, you all have been submitting names for our military recognition today. And you can see all 49 of those names on that insert in your bulletin. In just a moment, we'll have our special prayers for them. We'll have our reception after service this morning. But not only is today the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, it's also Ascension Sunday. Now, technically, Ascension Day was last Thursday, which was 40 days after Easter. But we can still celebrate it today, too. So on the one hand, we've got Memorial Day weekend with military recognition. And on the other hand, we've got Ascension Sunday. And it can seem like a weird contrast. But in a way, they kind of go together. Consider the Acts reading. 40 days ago, the disciples heard the news that Jesus was raised, that he had defeated death. And at first, they didn't believe it, because logically, dead people don't come back. But then they saw it was true. So then they think, if Jesus can defeat death, then surely he can defeat the Romans now too. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you'll restore the kingdom to Israel? But that's not what he's going to do. Instead, he tells them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So basically, he's leaving. And now they have to go on without him. Now, oh sure, he mentions that the Holy Spirit will come upon them. But there's something to be said about having Jesus physically there with them. Right? He could walk with them. He could eat with them. He could touch them. But now his physical presence is leaving. Now it seems like death really wins. And maybe you're aware of that today, because you know someone on that military list who's not physically present with you anymore. Maybe they've died, or maybe they're out serving somewhere around the world. Or if they are here, you remember what it was like when they left you earlier. Or maybe you're anticipating what it will be like when they leave you later. Or if your name is on that list, if you're a veteran or active duty personnel, then you know what it's like to say goodbye to the people you love too. You know what it's like to physically leave them. Right? None of us like saying goodbye. Those tearful hugs at the airport, those final pictures, those big kisses and lots of I love yous. There are plenty of times we have to say goodbye to the people we love, and it hurts. Both when we're the ones leaving and when we're the ones staying behind. Now, of course, sometimes when someone leaves, you can still have contact with them. Right, there are the emails and the care packages and the video chats. But there's nothing quite like the physical presence of the other person. So that means this Mount of the Ascension probably felt a whole lot like the airport security gate for those disciples. Jesus says the last few words to them. He gives them a blessing. Tells them about the Holy Spirit. And then divine cloud airlines takes them out of their sight. They see him fly away into the sky. And the hard part is they don't know if they'll ever see him again. Now, oh, sure, they hope they will, but they don't know that for sure. They have his promise about the Holy Spirit, but that doesn't seem to make much sense to them right now. They just sort of stand there, stunned, probably wiping away some tears. They don't know how to go on. And yet, this Ascension of our Lord is a day of celebration in the church calendar. Which seems a bit odd, doesn't it? I mean, if you're a military family who's found yourself standing at the airport security gate, and you see your loved one dressed in uniform walking away from you, you probably don't feel like celebrating. If you've been the one in uniform who's left your family on the other side of the gate, you probably don't feel like celebrating either. Having the Ascension of our Lord on a special day on the calendar is like having a day called the Great Goodbye. Sure, we can remember it because it was an important moment, but celebrate it? That seems like the wrong word. That's like saying we're celebrating death. All right, maybe those first disciples got an extra 40 days with Jesus after his resurrection. But this is what death really feels like. People don't come back. Their physical presence leaves us. Sometimes that means their heart stops beating and we bury their body. Sometimes that means they travel to a distant land and then we get the horrible news that they died in action. Or sometimes it simply means that we just won't get to see them again. We know what it's like being those disciples. And even if you're not part of a military family, you still know what loss is like. You know how hard it is to say goodbye. You know what it's like when someone leaves you and all you can do is just stare into space. Life doesn't quite feel the same afterwards. But then, while he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." All right, so here are these disciples staring into space, unsure how to deal with this loss, wondering if they'll ever see Jesus again. And then these two men in white show up. They look at the disciples, they look at the sky, and they basically ask the disciples what they're looking at. The disciples probably wanted to say, "We're looking at the sky because that's the last place we saw Jesus." But the men in white basically say, he's not there anymore. He's gone. And actually, that's good news. Think about it. 40 days ago, there were also two men in white. They showed up at the empty tomb and they asked the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Or, he's not here anymore. He's gone. It wouldn't be surprising if these are the same guys in white here. They're saying you're looking for Jesus in the wrong place. In one case, Jesus is alive, so he's not in the tomb. And in this case, he's ascended, so he's not in the clouds. Consider what we prayed in the prayer of the day just a moment ago. Almighty God, your blessed Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Mercifully give us faith to trust that as he promised, he abides with us on earth until the end of time. Who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Yes, Jesus is not physically present as he once was. But that does not mean he's left us. Notice how the men in white put it. This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Now, at first, that could sound like Jesus will come down through the clouds like those disciples were expecting. But that would be the opposite way. They saw him go into heaven from among them. So he will also come again from among them. The ascension is a day of loss, but it's also a day of celebration. Because Jesus is not confined by time and space anymore. He is among the people. Right, when he was physically present, he was in one body, in one location, in one time, just like all of us are. But now, he is present with us in many forms, in all locations and in all times. And in particular, he's present with us in the Holy Spirit, who empowers us and reminds us of all that he said, and who surprises us in many ways. Think of it this way. Some military families know the joy of being reunited. They know the feeling of seeing their loved one come to them through the security gate. Or they know the feeling of walking to their loved ones through the security gate. They know the feeling of those long-awaited kisses and big hugs and in-person I love yous. But sometimes, of course, soldiers return home and surprise their family. The families don't know when to expect them, so they're just going about their day. But suddenly the soldier comes around the corner, or pops out of a big box, or takes off some disguise. And that brings even more joy and happiness. We may not know when Christ will show up in our lives, but we do know that he's here. And when we see him, it's often really surprising. Like those first disciples, we often look for him in the wrong places. He comes to us in our everyday lives and from our everyday lives. Yes, it's hard to say goodbye to the physical presence. But because Jesus has conquered death, not even this death can really take him away from us. He is still here. And now he is still with you. In times of loss and sadness, in times of change and uncertainty, in times when you have to say goodbye, Jesus is still with you. As we're about to sing, though the cloud from sight received him, when the 40 days were o'er. Shall our hearts forget his promise? I am with you evermore. So no matter where you are, at home or overseas, in your house or in a foxhole, physically present with your loved ones or separated by many miles, Jesus is with you. And he is with your loved ones at the same time. And that would not have been possible without the ascension. Now there is a reason to celebrate. In the name of the one who is always present with us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.